Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Hey, Elsie, I know it's been a long time since we've been students.
Yes, we're getting old.
Not that old, though. I'm wondering, what kind of student were you?
What do you mean?
Were you a good student? Did you do well at school? That kind of thing.
Overall, I was a good student. Mm-hmm. I studied a lot when I was in senior high school. Mm-hmm. 高中的时候很认真读书。However,
okay.
When I was in junior high school, mm-hmm. I was a little bit rebellious. Mm. 有点叛逆。What about you?
Well, as for me, I was an average student. I got okay grades. Mm-hmm. I didn't fail many things, but if I wasn't interested in it, like math...I wouldn't get the best grades either.
Did you study a lot?
Yes, my parents made sure I did my homework every day. They helped me a lot too, which is good because I learned how to be a better studier.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can give us some tips today.
In fact, I can. That's because today's article is all about taking good notes. Let's get started now.
How to take better notes.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
High school students study many different subjects. There's a lot of knowledge to learn every day.We can't remember everything, though. For this reason, it's important to take good notes. Here are a few ways to take better notes.Use a ruler. You can use a ruler to make your notes look better. Draw lines from the left side to the right side.On each page before you start. This will help keep your notes in order. Use sticky notes.Write the most important points on sticky notes and put them on pages. As you turn each page, you will catch the important information right away.
Word power!
Subject, subject. My favorite subject in school is math.My favorite subject in school is math. Knowledge, knowledge. Carrie has a good knowledge of English. Carrie has a good knowledge of English. Line, line.Please write your name on this line. Please write your name on this line. Page, page. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary.
Today's article begins by saying, high school students study many different subjects.
High school students 包括 junior high school students, 国中生 and senior high school students, 高中生。那中学生呢需要读很多不同的科目。
Okay, now I bet all of you know this already. Mm-hmm. Now let's learn more about what this sentence said, though. We're going to look at the word subject, which is a noun. It's spelled S-U-B-J-E-C-T, subject. Let's take a closer look at subject now. A subject is an area of knowledge that you learn about when you're at school. Some of examples of subjects are math,English, geography, and science. Here's an example sentence. My favorite subject in school is math. One more time. My favorite subject in school is math.
Subject 是科目的意思。那例句说到呢，我在学校最喜欢的科目是数学。So Aaron, what was your real favorite subject when you were in high school?
It wasn't math. It was definitely in high school, I think, probably more English, like English literature, reading about books. But I really liked geography.
地理? I didn't like math either.
No.
And I didn't like geography either. I only liked English.
Okay, well that's good.Okay, so as you know, there are a lot of subjects at school. Mm-hmm. Now, the article says even more about this here. It says, there's a lot of knowledge to learn every day.
每天呢，都有很多知识需要我们来学习。
Okay, so before we go any further, we have to learn about the word knowledge, which is a noun. It's spelled K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E, knowledge.What's it all about, though? We're talking about the noun knowledge. Knowledge is all the facts that someone knows about a particular subject. It's simple to remember because the word know, K-N-O-W, is in the word. You can gain knowledge or understand things in many different ways, including reading, doing, and listening. Here's an example.Carrie has a good knowledge of English. Let's say it one more time. Carrie has a good knowledge of English.
Knowledge 是知识、学识的意思。那这个字呢，很简单哦。前面你会看到 K-N-O-W. Know 是知道，对不对？后面再加上 L-E-D-G-E 就组成了 knowledge. 那例句说呢 ,Carrie 拥有良好的英文学识。不过如果学识没有那么好的话呢 ,somebody has a limited knowledge of something.我们可以这么说。那 limited 是有限的意思。So, Carrie has a limited knowledge of French. Carrie 对法文的知识有限。So, high school students study many different subjects and have to learn a lot of knowledge every day.
That's right. However, here's the bad news. Now the article says, we can't remember everything, though.
That's true. 我们没有办法记得所有的东西啊。那该怎么办呢？
Now, have you ever tried to remember every single thing you learn?
I can't remember every single thing I learn.
It's impossible. Now, that's why the article says, for this reason, it's important to take good notes.
So, 因此做好的笔记是很重要的。我们看到 for this reason,因此所以也就是 as a result 或是 therefore 的意思、
Okay, so Elsie taught us that for this reason is what you say when you want to explain why. But what exactly is taking notes?
Taking notes 就是做笔记。So how can we take good notes?
Okay, well, the article tells us here are a few ways to take better notes.
文章这边呢要给我们一些好的方式来让我们可以做出好的笔记。These are actually very useful. So you guys need to pay attention.
And maybe take some notes、while you listen. Okay, here the article gives us step number one, and you won't believe how easy it is. Okay, are you ready?
What is it?
It says, use a ruler.
第一，用直尺。Why?
Good question. Now, everyone knows how to do that. Everyone knows how to use a ruler. But why do you need to use a ruler? The article tells us, you can use a ruler to make your notes look better.
Oh, 你可以用直尺来让你的笔记看起来更好。So the notes can look neater, 更整齐。I used to have really messy notes all over my textbooks.
They're just drawing everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
我们现在呢，先进 Magic Box 听讲师讲解 can 的使用还有句型。
Magic Box 找亮点。
嗨，大家好。通常啊，我是不爱说话的，因为我根本不会说话。难道你看不出来，我就是那个会让你浑身毛骨悚然的 Annabelle 安娜贝尔吗？我真的觉得啊，大家都误会了。人家我可是只很可爱的高级洋娃娃呢。不过，对于那些顽皮的小孩，我还是可以让他们哭哭的。I can really make them cry. 但我还是很想跟大家做朋友的。Can I make friends with you? 好啦，刚刚是吓吓你们的，先别急着害怕嘛。怕你们不懂，我就先解释一下好啦。刚一开始说的 I can really make them cry, 我真的可以让他们哭哭，这边用的啊就是 can 的肯定句型。Can 是个助动词，用来表示能够怎么样怎么样，主词加上 can 加上原形动词，那 can 的后面呢一定要记得是接上原形动词哦。诶，那我们很肯定的当然就是有否定咯，除了肯定之外当然也有否定。那有看过我主演的片你们就知道啦，我总是会阴魂不散，大家都甩不掉我。 They can't get away from me. 否定句型呢，只要在 can 的后面加上撇 t 变成助词，加上 can't 加上一样的原形动词，一样结构，那 can't 你可以写成 can 一撇然后再个 t, 或是连起来直接 cannot can 不用 space not, 那都是一样否定的意思哦。诶，那还记得刚刚问大家的可以和你做朋友吗？ Can I make friends with you? 用到这个助动词 can 当作疑问词，相信大家也不陌生啦，因为啊，生活中处处都是用得到哦。诶，那我们就来看看这个 can 当作问句的时候该怎么使用呢？非常简单，只要 can 将这个 can 放在句首后面呢，接上主词 I 加上原形动词 make。 Can I make friends with you?或是呢，我也很喜欢问小朋友们，Can you play with me? 你可以跟我一起玩吗？Can you play with me? 好了，那问题问完后呢，就应该要回复啦。那当别人用 can 这个疑问句问你的时候，你该怎么回答呢？诶，如果你想回答是说，哦，我刚刚那个问题 can I play, can you play with me 的问题的话，肯定句呢，你就可以说 Yes, I can.I can play with you. 或是呢，只要直接说 Yes, I can 就行啦。那基本上就是 Yes 加上助词加上 can 咯。诶，那我想大家都会想跟我玩的吧。那这时候呢，诶，有人可能会说 No, I can't. I can't play with you. 也可以简答成 No, I can't. No 加上助词加上 can't. 或是还记得吗，直接说 I cannot 也行哦。讲到喉咙都烧瞎了，诶，各位啊，这么认真的讲解给你们 can 的各种句型，都有没有都学起来啦？安娜贝，我真的是累累了，有谁可以带我回家吗？ Can somebody take me home?
Okay, well after all that, if you still don't understand, it's okay, because the article explains more. Here it says,Draw lines from the left side to the right side on each page before you start. Now that's if you're right-handed, I think. Mm-hmm. If you're left-handed, you want to go the other way.
Yeah, from the right to the left. Okay, 所以在开始做每一页的笔记前，从左到右 先画好线条，这个是如果你是右撇子的话。不过现在呢，大多的笔记本里面都帮我们画好线了。
Now we have notebooks with all the lines drawn on each page for us already. It's true, but if you don't, it's a good way. If you're just writing notes on paper, you can just use a ruler to draw the lines.
Yes.
Okay, so the article said we should draw lines.Now, the word line is a noun, and it's spelled L-I-N-E, line. We're going to learn more about this noun right now. Okay, we're talking about the noun line. A line is a long, thin mark that's made with a writing tool, like a pencil or a pen. Sometimes you can make a line in other places. You can draw a line in the dirt by using your feet. This will get your shoes dirty, though.Here's an example sentence with line. Please write your name on this line. Let's say that one more time. Please write your name on this line.
Line 是线条的意思。例句说呢，请你将姓名写在这条线的上面。那 line 呢，还可以当作队伍，因为排队的时候你会排成一条直线，对不对？ So people need to line up before they get on a bus.
That's right.
还有呢，你要排队的时候，我们说 line up， 人们必须排队才能够上公车。And do not cut in line， 不要插队。那现在同学们也很喜欢玩所谓的 online game， 就是线上游戏。
Okay, so let's talk about this line. We should draw a line from the left side to the right side, or if you're right-handed or left-handed to the other side.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the word page, which is a noun. It's spelled P-A-G-E, page. Okay, we're talking about the noun page here. A page is one single piece of paper or one side of a piece of paper inside a book.Some books have many pages, even up to 1,000, but some books just have a few pages in them. Here's an example. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary. Let's say it one more time. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary.
Page 是页。那这个例句说呢，这本字典超过2000页 ，over 2,000 pages。那有的时候老师呢讲课的时候可能会说翻到第几页，他会说 turn to page， 后面加一个数字 ，turn to page 5，翻到第五页。有的时候呢老师也会说 please turn the page， 那就是翻到下一页的意思。
Okay, so in your notebook, you should draw some lines from left to right with your ruler. Now, you want the lines to be straight, of course.
Yes.
Okay, now here's an extra hint. Like we said before, you can just buy notebooks with the lines already in them. That's easy, too.
That's right. And this kind of notebooks are everywhere. 帮学生画好的这个有线条的笔记本到处都是。
One of my favorite places to go is the stationery store.
文具店。What do you usually buy there?
Everything I can.
Everything you can.
I love the stationery store. Okay, well, here's what the article says about writing on the lines in your book. It says, this will help you keep your notes in order.
这会帮助呢让你的笔记井然有序。When things are in order, 代表事物呢是整齐井然有序的状态。For example, we can say, don't forget to put everything in order before you leave the office. 离开办公室之前不要忘了把所有东西都整理好。
I like to have a nice, neat desk.
Yes.
Are you ready for the second tip? Okay, here the article says...Use sticky notes.
Oh, sticky 是粘的。那 sticky notes 就是所谓的便利贴。I used a lot of sticky notes in high school.
I use a lot of sticky notes now.
Really?
Yes. I love sticky notes and stationery.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I put them in places where I can see them so that I remember important things.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's why the article says, write the most important points...on sticky notes and put them on pages.
好，所以文章这边就说到啦，我们可以把最重要的重点写在便利贴上面，然后把它们贴到笔记本里头。
Now, if you have something really important to remember, this will help you a lot. here's what you can do. As you turn each page, you will catch the important information right away.
That's true. 当你每次翻页的时候，你会看到便利贴，所以你就可以看到便利贴上面重要的资讯。
Okay, now don't forget when you turn the page, you just move the paper with your hand.
Yeah.
Now there's another hard word in that sentence though, information.
Information, 它是资讯，而且是一个不可数名词哦。真的需要数它的时候，别忘了加上单位词 piece. So a piece of information, 一则资讯。
Okay, well, that's all the time we have to talk about good notes today. But we've got more for you tomorrow, don't worry. For now, stay tuned for today's review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi, and welcome back to review time! Today, we're going to play a game of hangman.
Hangman, I love hangman!
Okay, so you are going to have to guess the word power word before your man hangs.
Okay, so what are the word power words we have today?
Oh, I think you should guess by giving me the letters.
Okay, so how many letters?
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven. There are seven letters in this word. So it's kind of a long word, right?
Yeah.
Seven letters. Subject. S-U-B-J-E-C-T. I just got it.
I think you did just get it. You didn't have to guess any words.
Subject.
Okay, well, let's write subject here. And make Elsie the winner. And next time, I'm going to give you a hard one.
Yeah, I think I'm just lucky this time.
Okay.
Okay, four letters. Four letters. Okay, I'll go with the vowels first.
Okay.
Is there an A?
There is no A.
No A?
Uh-oh.
So, if there's no A, it's not page. Is there an E?
There is an E.
And the E is in the end of the word. Wait, so there's no A, 不是 page, 那就是 line. L-I-N-E.
Elsie is way too good at this game. Now, you guys probably know this game. It's a fun game you can play too. You can play it with your friends and your classmates.
Yep.
All right, that's all the time we have to play Hangman today. So, for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
How to take better notes.High school students study many different subjects. There's a lot of knowledge to learn every day. We can't remember everything, though. For this reason, it's important to take good notes. Here are a few ways to take better notes. Use a ruler. You can use a ruler to make your notes look better.Draw lines from the left side to the right side on each page before you start. This will help keep your notes in order. Use sticky notes. Write the most important points on sticky notes and put them on pages. As you turn each page, you will catch the important information right away.Subject, subject. My favorite subject in school is math. My favorite subject in school is math. Knowledge, knowledge. Carrie has a good knowledge of English.Carrie has a good knowledge of English. Line, line. Please write your name on this line. Please write your name on this line. Page, page. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary. There are over 2,000 pages in this dictionary.